Well, praise God, you are destined to win. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm glad you could join us once again today as we continue with our study of the Word of God concerning the Word of Faith, which we preach. And today we're going to be getting in some good things from the Word, so be sure to stay with us on the broadcast today. Now, we've been talking a little bit about the Speak Faith TV project. I do want to remind you about that. If you'd like to participate in that financially, we would, of course, greatly appreciate your contribution, and you can do that at our website, WFM.org. I don't want to belabor that point or whatever, but I just do want to make it available to you if you do want to be part of our project. Of course, you may be watching this video on Speak Faith TV. It's speakfaith.tv, as it says right there on the lower third of the screen. You can see it for yourself, and I encourage you to check it out. You may also be watching through any other number of means, iTunes, or perhaps the Miro player, M-I-R-O. You can look that up on the internet. Check that out as well. You can go to getmiro.com to download that and subscribe to our service there. All kinds of ways. And, of course, Word of Faith Radio. If you're hearing our audio of this particular netcast, it's on Word of Faith Radio, which is WFR.org. And however you're hearing it, we're glad you're there. Amen. Praise God. Well, let's get into the Word today. I'm going to go into my version, electronic version of the Bible called eSword, e-sword.net. Encourage you to check that out because it is a tremendous blessing to be able to get into the Word of God right on the computer. Amen. Be able to look things up. What I want to do today is go to Hebrews chapter 1, and let's begin in verse 1. This is very familiar scripture. Now, I'm going to be reading out of the New King James translation. So if it's a little different to what you've heard, you'll know where it's coming from, all right? Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good testimony. Now, he's about to give us a list of some of the elders of faith that he's talking about here. You might say the Hall of Fame of Faith. I've heard it called that. And I appreciate that because these are all people that operated in faith in the Old Covenant. And all were operating on faith by faith, you might say, without a lot of the benefit of the teaching that we've had. So we've had great teaching on the Word of Faith. We've had great teaching by Brother Kenneth Hagin and Kenneth Copeland. We know about the power of words and the power of confession. These folks were having to get a hold of it literally as God shared it with them personally. You might say, well, that's a good thing. Well, yeah, it is. But it's also good to take the benefit out of all the great teaching that we've had through the years. So I just believe we ought to be further down the road. Amen? I guess that's the point. But let's keep reading here. For by faith the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith, verse 3 says, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Now, to really understand this, you've got to understand that the things that we see around us, the things that we might pick up and hold and touch, this microphone I have in front of me, the camera that I have in front of me here, all of these things are things we can see. They were made in the natural from things that are visible, you know, plastics and metals and all kinds of different materials. But the worlds were framed by the Word of God, and the things which we see with our natural eye were made of things that were not originally visible. Now, what was not originally visible? The faith of God. The faith of God is a spiritual force that is directed by words. Did you get that? God's faith is a spiritual force directed by words. God used his words when he said, light be. Now in the King James says, let there be light. But literally in the Hebrew, it's light in the present tense, sense. In other words, it's like looking out across the darkness and recognizing light. Even though light didn't exist at that time, when God said light, light came into being. So in effect, light in the present tense, light be, and light was. Amen? So the Word of God is what slung the universe into existence by means of the power of His faith. So we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and though he being dead, still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now, Enoch was removed supernaturally from the earth. He didn't see death. He was removed supernaturally from the earth. How did that happen? Because he pleased God. How did he please God? We're about to find out. It says in verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible. I want you to think about that. It's impossible to please him without faith. You can't please God if you're not living by faith. Now, let's keep reading. I want to back up and say several things, but I want to keep reading this. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, but that's not all. He must also believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. See, it's not enough to believe that God simply is, that he exists. There's no great connection made in faith there to believe that God exists. There's a lot of people who believe he exists, but don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to salvation. Yet they believe that God exists. But what you've got to go on to believe is that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. See, and there's a point that a lot of people who call themselves Christians go to church every Sunday don't agree with. They do not believe God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You say, Dr. Bill, how can you possibly say that? Because there are people that if you listen to what they say God's out to get you. God's going to get you for that. God may hit you in the head with a 2x4. God, you know, like the old mule to get your attention. He might make you sick. You just don't. Well, see, that's not a rewarder. See, they don't picture God as the rewarder. They picture God as the great, you know, evil person in the sky that's going to knock them in the head. That's not God. God is the rewarder. John 10:10, Jesus said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I am come, Jesus said, that they might have life, the divine Zoe, life of God, life like God has it, and that life more abundantly. So that's what God comes to do. That's what Jesus has come to do. The good news is good news. It's gospel. It's good news. God's a rewarder. And so you got to believe that or you're not going to please God. Well, that just makes good sense, doesn't it? If somebody's talking negative about me, if they're saying, oh, that Dr. Bill, he's just a mean guy. He'll just hit you upside the head. Well, that's not going to please me to hear that. I want to tell him, no, that's not the way I am. Well, it's the same way with God. God said, that's not the way I am. That's not my personality. I'm for you. I'm your rewarder. I want to bless you. Amen. He said, well, Dr. Bill, does that mean that everybody just gets a pass? Everybody's going to go to heaven? No. God is also a God of justice. He's also a God who believes and exercises absolute justice. So yes, there are those, unless they receive the free gift of salvation, they're going to go to hell, but it's not because God's putting them there. It's because they're following their, don't get me started on the devil, illegitimate stepfather, the devil, into hell. Because God says very plainly that hell was prepared for Satan and the fallen angels that fell with Satan, that followed after him. That's who, what hell was designed for. But when you make a spiritual connection with the devil, see, Jesus said of the scribes and Pharisees, ye are of your father, the devil. Well, what he was talking about is these are people that had a spiritual connection with the devil because they wouldn't receive from God. They wouldn't believe God's the rewarder. They wouldn't believe that God is. They wouldn't believe that God is who he said he is. And so they follow after their spiritual father, the devil. And that connection is going to carry him into hell. God's not sending them there. His intent is that all be saved. But all aren't going to be saved unless they receive Jesus Christ as Lord. All right? That's just the way it is. He said, but I thought God was a good God. He is a good God, and he always wants the best for you, and he wants to bless you, but you've got to operate within the bounds of his word. It's not just carte blanche. You can do whatever you want to do. You've got to operate in the bounds of his word, but here's the thing. If you operate within the bounds of his word, then you're going to be nothing but blessed, nothing but rewarded, nothing but have a tremendous and blessed and wonderful life. Amen? Praise the Lord. See, that's what you need to understand. God's not out to get you. He's out to bless you. He's the blesser. All right, let's keep reading here. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Verse 6, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, the word fear here, of course, means respect, so he moved out of respect for God, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. He became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Righteousness, which is right standing with God, right position and standing with God, comes by faith in God. Romans 10, let's start in verse 8, says, what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, delivered, healed, protected, made whole, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. Whew, it's a mouthful. That's the meaning of the word sozo in the Greek. So, the righteousness which is of faith is what it says here that Noah received because he heard from God, heard his word, was moved out of respect for God, and did what God asked him to do, and he became an heir of righteousness according to faith. Goes on to say in verse 8, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out of the place which he would receive as an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. God made promises. She judged him faithful to those promises. It was accounted to her as faith. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and listen to this, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Verse 14, for those that say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. There's a couple of things I want you to see there. They had not received the promises before they died. They were standing in faith. But they embraced them, those promises, by faith, and they confessed them out of their mouth. See, you say, I thought that confession of the mouth was all word of faith teaching stuff that started in the late 70s. No. It's all the way through the Bible. It's here with the Old Covenant saints in the Hall of Fame of Faith. They confessed the Word of God. It goes on to say here that they declare plainly that they seek a home. They say such things. Notice it says, they say such things. Well, why does it emphasize that they confessed? Why does it emphasize that they say? because that's the key to operating by faith. Confession of the mouth, saying out of your mouth, speaking the word. It worked for them back. Abraham, Sarah, Enoch, Abel, all of these people spoke the word, confessed the word, operated in the word, and it was accounted to them as right standing with God and pleasing to God because they were operating by faith. Absolutely works the same way, both in the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. Faith works by speaking words. That's why the Word of God says that life and death are in the power of the tongue. It's this tongue in your mouth that determines whether or not you're going to make it, whether or not you're going to be blessed. Amen? It's that tongue that makes that deciding factor decision. And so it's up to you what you're going to do, what you're going to say. How are you going to operate in the Word? What are you going to do with the Word of God? You need to put it in your mouth, and you need to speak it. You need to say the Word of God. Amen? Amen. I trust you're seeing this. Now, we've got a whole series on what is the Word of Faith as an audio series of teaching that's on the website. You can go to our website, wfm.org. It's right there on the screen, wfm.org. Go check that website out and click on the link that says Teachings by Dr. Bill right there at the top, and you'll see the list of teachings there of what is the Word of Faith. There's now 5 in the series. I'd encourage you to either listen to them as streaming audio, all of them in order. Amen. It's important you listen to them in order, 1 through 5. Or you can also download them. It has little instructions there where you can click on them and download them. And go ahead and burn them to a CD if you want to. Put them on your computer. Put them in your MP3 player. Listen to those messages. I go into a great deal of detail on what is the Word of Faith. And I'd encourage you to check those out. I believe it'll be a blessing to you. Praise the Lord. Well, we're out of time. We're going to have to go. I want you to write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 5213-5213, High Point, North Carolina. The zip code 27262. You can always write me, too, at my email address. And, of course, I'll get that much faster than regular old, regular mail or snail mail. So go ahead and write me at my email address, drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at wfm.org. Join us next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.